It has been common among Quakers for John Woolman to be described as the quintessential Quaker. And there is a book of that title written by David Socks. Another writer, Harold Laux, spoke of John Woolman as the purest and sweetest flowering of the Quaker spirit. The reason for these expressions may be found in Woolman's gentle and determined approach to life. Born into a Quaker family in New Jersey, USA, in 1720, John Woolman was fourth child in a family of 13. His father was a farmer, but John became a clerk and then a tailor. His writing skills made him popular in drawing up important documents for his employer and others. He found that his conscience troubled him when he was asked to write a bill of sale for a slave. Although he did write it on the basis that he thought the new owner would be kind, he later decided to confront a neighbour when drafting his will, which included giving his Negro slave to one of his children. By explaining this reservation about writing a document which enslaved a human being, John Woolman convinced his neighbour to omit that part of the will. John Woolman was a faithful member of his local Quaker meeting all his life. He wrote a journal of his experiences, and this included very little reference to his wife and children, or to his ongoing business as a tailor. This reflected his focus on the spiritual tasks he felt called to do. But some of his writings indicate that he was deeply concerned about the spiritual nurture of children, and saw parents as having a significant responsibility to instruct them in matters of faith. He was aware that some Quakers held slaves, and that the movement as a whole had no testimony against this. He set about persuading his fellow Quakers of the inconsistency of holding slaves with their understanding of the humanity of all people. He sought by example to encourage others to reflect on their own decisions. The following words give some idea of the way Woolman linked his faith with its practical expression. Quote, "Oppression in the extreme appears terrible, but oppression in more refined appearances remains to be oppression. And where the smallest degree of it is cherished, it grows stronger and more extensive. To labour for a perfect redemption from this spirit of oppression is the great business of the whole family of Christ Jesus in this world." End of quote. John Woolman was accepted as a minister of his friends' meeting and travelled a lot among friends and others. He spoke to slave owners about the evils of slavery, but he focused on appealing to their conscience rather than blaming them. When receiving hospitality from them, he would leave them some money to be distributed among the slaves whose services had helped him. Among friends, he worked effectively to raise awareness of the slavery issue, and was instrumental in the decision by Philadelphia Yearly Meeting in 1758 to establish a committee to visit those friends who still held slaves. In due course, John Woolman decided to forego his business in order to give full attention to his spiritual callings. He became convinced of the necessity of living even as an early advocate for the importance of caring for the earth. He said, "To impoverish the earth now to support outward greatness appears to be an injury to the succeeding age." He also wore unbleached clothes to avoid using dyes produced by slave labour. Concerned about American Indians, John Woolman made a dangerous journey among them in 1759 in the northern part of Pennsylvania. He recorded in his journal, quote, "Love was the first motion, and then a concern arose to spend some time with the Indians, that I might feel and understand their life and the spirit they live in, if haply I might receive some instruction from them, or they be in any degree helped forward by my following the leadings of truth amongst them." End of quote. When he spoke a heartfelt prayer, the Indian chief, Papunahang, put his hand on his own breast and said, "I love to feel where the words come from." John Woolman had a strong commitment to the Quaker peace testimony. He signed an epistle with 13 others during the French and Indian War, presenting the case for refusing to pay taxes levied to support the war. He adopted a tolerant approach to other religious groups, saying that the basic spirit of God is deep and inward, confined to no forms of religion, nor excluded from any where the heart stands in perfect sincerity. John Woolman went to England in 1772. He presented to London Yearly Meeting a travelling minute from Philadelphia Yearly Meeting and spoke movingly about his concerns. The result was that the meeting included a condemnation of slavery in its epistle at the close of the gathering. Sadly, Woolman fell ill with smallpox during his time in England and died there in October 1772. His life represented much of the essence of Quakerism in the way he worked steadfastly and with great respect for others to express his beliefs in action. This is David Purnell. I acknowledge the writings of Walter and Mildred Cahoe, Bill Samuels and David Sox in the preparation of this talk. I also used some Quaker quotations from Britain's Quaker Faith and Practice publication.